Technology.ie, it's Wednesday, March 4th, 2015.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
Congregation is the UN conference held annually in Cong, County Mayo. And today, the e-book of submissions to Congregation 2014 has just been published. I'm Colin Weenacon in the Black Knight studio. And on the line is Owen Kennedy, organiser of Congregation. Welcome to the show, Owen.
Thank you very much, Colin. Nice to be on the show again.
We were at the first Congregation in 2013, and I didn't make it to last year's one in 2014 in November, but Black Knight did come in as a sponsor of the event. It went well?
It went extremely well. Yeah, it was a very kind of diverse audience, so it's nice to kind of see it morph and kind of change as each year goes on.
So the e-book is published, and this is the publication of the collection of submissions to Congregation 2014. And they're more than just submissions, because they're the actual admission tickets for the participants. Because, as you've explained to us before, Owen, you can't buy a ticket for Congregation. You have to blog your way in.
That's right, Con. Congregation is an UN conference, and one of the ways it's different is that you earn your way in with a blog post. Mm. So people provide me with a blog post. The blog post goes up on the congregation.ie website, and it gives people an opportunity to see what each person is going to be talking about on the day and to kind of socialize that content in advance. So on the day, people have quite a different focus. So rather than people starting from scratch, they're given 10 minutes to present. And because the post has already been published, it means people get into the meat of the matter very fast. So we can move very quickly into debating topics rather than explaining them.
And there's no...
And the other way that congregation...
Go ahead.
The other way that congregation is different is that when people arrive on the day, everybody presents. Everybody who has produced and has gotten a ticket, they're all speakers on the day. And the way that we do it is that we break people into groups of 10 called huddles. And each of those huddles take place in a social venue in Cong Village. So it could be a coffee shop, it could be a restaurant or a bar. And favorites this year were the bookstore and a craft shop that had just kind of opened up. They're people's personal kind of favorite.
Very good. That's the point I was going to make, Owen. There's no such thing as passive participation. You've got to have blogged something, and everybody has something to say and is given a chance to say it. Everyone gets to participate. How does that work out? Does it work out well in practice, these huddles?
It does, yeah. It works out well for a few different reasons. So one, we have a spreadsheet that tells people exactly where they're supposed to go. So you have a number when you arrive, you look at the spreadsheet, and you know which huddle you're supposed to go to. We also, you know, although it's an unconference, it could be chaotic, and rather than leaving things to fortune that we don't need to, each venue has a chair. And the chair's role is just to make sure that everyone's comfortable with the rules, that no self-promotion, and they get two people to volunteer to speak at each one. And that approach kind of works well, because it means that, you know, some people who are unfamiliar with the format want to, you know, get up to speed on the format and get comfortable with it before they speak. And then for other people, they're happy to kind of go, you know, very, very early on. It also means that there's enough flexibility built in, so that a topic gets a lot of traction where people really want to debate it. And it takes over the huddle structure is flexible enough so that things can roll and that we're able to kind of catch up on other speakers later on the day. And we don't finish until everybody on the day has spoken.
Tell me about some of the submissions, what's in the ebook now that people can download from today, Owen. What are the, anything in particular that are perhaps good examples of some of the topics that were discussed?
Yeah, so some of the ones that, what I found just interesting this year is that the selection of 62 posts over 170 pages show the breadth of digital and social media. And, you know, the things that people wouldn't expect, because people would probably expect, you know, some of the hints and tips type ones, but ones like Tom Murphy, where he talks about creativity and the need to listen to your body in order to kind of almost in a mindfulness way to get creative. And it's true, because if you're not creative on this platform, you know, you can suddenly end up tick-boxing very quickly. One like Amanda Webb, who talks about the end of cash and what that means for interaction between people. Cash also came up again later on in terms of cash and Bitcoin and where all of that is kind of going. There's some really interesting ones in terms of the analysis and the research side. One that stands out was on the presidential candidates and the conversations they were, they weren't kind of having on Twitter. And some that kind of, you know, were ingrained in deep intellect and deep insight into an area. For example, Elaine Larkin's knowing your social, your content strategy from your content strategy. So, you know, content strategy is one of those buzzwords at the moment. So what really encapsulates, which was actually quite quite helpful. And then ones that ended up kind of causing a lot of, featuring quite highly on search, were ones like We Need to Talk About Porn. Mm. By Mary Rose Lyons, which is about the issues kind of related to porn and also some of the research that she had done in advance of. So one of the two that I found personally of interest, and that's the Irish Twitter Sphere by Kevin Mills, and that was all about how the different Twitter communities had interacted with each other. So kind of, again, filling in an awful lot of the gaps that people have. So now, quite a broad range.
The thing is, Owen, of course, that congregation is an exercise, if you like, in and an opportunity to study social media and content marketing and all of that in and of itself, because you have all of this content which you've gathered together. You have this event or this occasion, and you've done some interesting analysis on how some of that content, you've tracked it through various different platforms and different forms, and how it was tweeted, how it was Facebooked, how it was in fact audio produced, and other elements of it as well.
Yeah, so it's an interesting one in terms of content in marketing. So there was no budget, promotional kind of budget for the content that was there. So all the content began its life as a word-based piece of content that had images kind of attached to it, and it was broken up into different, you know, the about and the summary and the four takeaway points. Then those posts were shared in social networks that were congregation controlled. Then all the attendees shared it out into their networks to send a little bit further. And lots of debate took place in all of those different networks about the posts that were published. Then those posts became, and the data from them became, infographics that were produced in the ebook. Then the post also became audio versions. There's a lot of audio versions of the post that are up on congregation.ie. Those audio versions then have become an audio book. The written ones have become obviously ebook. The other version has gone to SoundCloud. So it's been spread along a lot of different networks. We've also produced a video from some of the participants kind of last year. And then when we started tracking some of the activity, it produced some really interesting results. For example, one tweet over about 3 or 4 hours got about 200-300 retweets. And when you analyze that against the Google Analytics, you clearly start to see that a lot of people are just retweeting content without ever actually reading it, because the click-through in those articles didn't kind of match what the Twitter activity was. And you also get to see quite quickly see the people who have good and solid networks themselves, in terms of, you know, they promoted within their networks that the number of reads per those articles kind of surpass a lot of other people, where, you know, the content might have been quite different. And then what I found most interesting about this year was the level of commentary on the website itself, in terms of people who are leaving kind of comments in different kind of articles. Mm. And a lot of that's hard to kind of track. This year we learned from last year in that if we didn't connect everything and encourage people to use the hashtag Cong14, trying to measure it at the end was extraordinarily kind of difficult. But this year, because most people use that in terms of photographs they've uploaded to Flickr, audio that they put up on the Audio Boom SoundCloud, and video that they put up onto YouTube, and then obviously using it through their own networks, from Facebook through to Twitter, through to Pinterest, people, because they continue to use the hashtag Cong14, made it a lot easier to kind of track.
And you've got a lot of this data presented then in infographic form, Owen, on the in the PDF as well, in the ebook as well, which is published today.
It is indeed. And then it's also, we've tweeted about the infographic as well, if people just want to see that part themselves.
Excellent. So Congregation 2013, we had 2014. Are you going to do it again for 2015?
Yeah, absolutely we are. And today we've put out a public call for expressions of interest. So that is for the people who weren't able to make it before. At this stage, we're just looking for people to put it into their diary and to tell us that they're interested in coming. And then we'll be back in touch with people towards the summer in terms of the dates for trying to get the posts in. And this year, the big learning from last year was that we're trying to get the posts in a little bit earlier. And the reason we want to do that is we also want to spend a good bit of time focusing on the other elements of congregation. For example, one of the things we want to do this year is to organise childcare so that the congregation becomes a family inclusive event, so that people who are minded the kids, it is a Saturday, their kids can be minded in the local community centre and they can focus on taking their mind for a Gaelic congregation right next door.
That's going and to give you give you a much more diverse group then, because obviously people who have had kids who haven't been able to bring them, it's a Saturday after all, Owen, so that's going to hopefully attract people who for whom it would have been out of the question before now.
Absolutely, and that's one of the areas we really want to do this year, to broaden the base of the type profile of people who come to congregation. Mm-hmm. So one is on the family side. And then on the other end of the spectrum, the people we want to attract this year are probably the younger users of social media, the millennials and the digital kind of natives, people who feel these platforms. And we approached GroupView kind of last year, and it's thinking more like a confidence issue rather than an understanding or having something you need to say. So this year we'll be out talking to the colleges and talking to people in different networks to get some more younger viewers, because their view on digital social media is equally valid.
Tell us the date again, Owen.
So the date for this year is November the 28th.
Excellent.
In Congmail.
And the website?
The website is congregation.ie.
Best of luck with it, Owen. We'll hopefully see you there this year.
Excellent. Look forward to it, Owen.